nothing on that? Just no.
Well,
no.
I thought you would just see the countdown, and then I thought you would ask again.
I didn't. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at something else. I got some drivers I got to install after this. But
that was more so intrigued if we were going to answer after the countdown started, so people were just going to be really confused.
All right, so I'll ask again.
I have a different question first.
Fuck. All right.
When I hit record, it pops up this giant number on the center 5, 4, of my 3, screen.
2, 1.
Does yeah. it do that for you? Oh, okay. Yeah, so you really weren't just looking.
No, I was. I'm literally fucking around looking at. I got some drivers I got to install on my graphics card after we're done with this. So
yes. Drivers for democracy.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cuticle was disgusting, and I was squirming, and I was making little like bitch noises, and I was like clutching like the bench, you know, with the other hand.
Show the class since we're recording a video. Let's see the hand.
But like it stayed pretty well.
No, yeah. It looks good. Looks solid. So, but that also looks like
ow.
I'd be making some bitch noises too.
You have your knuckles done, Dale?
No, just the ring around on the one knuckle.
So that part wasn't bad. Even like the knuckle bone, not that bad. It's just you could feel it. You know how your nail actually goes up into your finger a little bit?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't start right where you see it.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel it like hitting the nail under the skin. And it was like, whoa.
That's got to be. Oh, God.
And I was like sweating. And, you know, it was like, oh.
For context, for anybody listening who hasn't figured it out yet, Sean got his hands tattooed more.
Like down his fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The plan was to do both hands, and I was just like, no, I can't. Sorry, dude. Plus, it ended up taking quite... I thought he would be through with the shit in like an hour, but it took quite a bit longer. And you know how you get a spot where they've already tattooed over that spot like 3 times, but then they keep going back to it?
Yeah.
And you're like, please leave me the fuck alone. That was my ribs.
Please go to somewhere else. But it's not like the ink went in very easily in that area. So he went over it and over it and over it. And I was like,
When I got the top of my ribs done, that's how I felt. Because it was supposed to technically have a little bit more. It was supposed to go up like right into the armpit. And she, because it was already an 8-hour session. And I was really fucking close to tapping out on the ribs after 8 hours. And she's like, I think it looks good like this. Your armpit's going to really just cover it up. The extra length of rope just seems pointless. What do you say we call it a day? I was like, thank fucking God. Yes. I'm fine with that. I don't need it.
Yeah.
So are your plans to go back in a few months and get the leather hand done, or are you just, no, fuck it?
No rush. No rush.
I know that's right.
So you hit that point. I don't think it matters where I'm getting tattooed. After a certain time frame, every little bit makes you want to throw up, makes you feel sick. And it's just like, I hit that now in like 2 or 3 hours. It's just like, I can't. I'm done.
Aubrey and I are both trying to get some done this summer. So knock on wood. We'll see if that works out.
Dude, I still got to finish my leg and then I can start on my arm again. Or my other arm, I should say.
You got to tattoo your head, man.
I can't, man.
Who are you talking to? Him or me? We're both bald.
Both? Well, I guess Dale really can't. I really want to do the side. I really want to shave it.
I want to do my face. I want to do my face, but I also can't do that.
I see like 1 out of 100 skull scalp tattoos look good.
I think most of them are like prison shit.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Can confirm.
Professional. What do you want on your face if you could get it?
Shit. It changes weekly.
He's going to get a giant dildo right in the forehead.
Okay. Do you mean like face?
No, just little shit. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy.
You're not trying to look like the main villain of Ghost Recon's Wildlands.
No, not him. No. I'm just trying to have a little flair, a little pizzazz.
Yeah. I hear you.
I think you have enough of that.
You get fired?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't fire me, but the higher ups would if they would fire me.
Yeah.
So they like me. They don't care about my tattoos, but policy states otherwise.
That's not worth it. When I was younger, I felt like it was. But as you get older, it's like, nah, Some shit you just can't do, and you just got to be all right with it. Make peace.
I mean, shit, when I'm like 50 something, I'll be the fucking oldest dude getting face tats.
Well, the day you retire, you'll be like, fuck you guys.
I was talking to one of my coworkers, and they were asking me about tattoos. And, you know, this is one thing that, Sean, you told me about a long time ago when you lived here, when I was getting my arm done. And you're like, you know, when you get this done, everyone and their mother is going to ask you about tattoos. And everyone and their mother is going to ask you where you got it done. And you know they're not going to go there. And they all, like, it's like conversation you don't want to have because you've had it 10,000 times.
Yeah.
Which you're 100% correct. And then I went off on not a tirade, but I was like, fuck, man. Like, I want to do this. I want to get my throat done. And they're like, oh my God, you want to do all of that? I'm like, yeah. What's up, Kyle?
I've got a twofer for that because you mentioned at the end too. But yeah. So at what point does that happen? I guess it's the full arm, because like I got a full essentially half. Nobody's talked to me about that shit. And also I do want to get my throat done. And everybody's like, why do you have a beard? And I'm like, I get tattoos for me, not for you. So like, I'll know it's fucking there. I don't need you to see it.
So I noticed it for me. I mean, I can't speak for Sean, but like I noticed for me anything like once I got the whole arm done and I really brought it down to the hand too. Especially when you bring it down to the hand, people like notice more, I guess, because it's like, oh, it's that much more edgy because it's on your hand and the hand is still kind of like somewhat taboo.
So I have too much negative space, you're saying?
Yeah.
Time to go get tattooed.
Are you saying you've never been asked or just doesn't happen frequently?
Doesn't happen frequently. Like I have been asked because, I mean, I got this done when I was still in high school.
But I would say in the last 5 years, the frequency that I have been asked has gone way down.
Oh yeah. Well, I told you about the fucking meathead at the gym like a couple months ago.
What about the little bro? How's things with the little bro?
He never showed back up, man. It was one and done, dude.
That was it. Yeah, I've had an experience like that. That sucks. Yeah. It could have been like little Dale Jr.
I don't know how to take that. That's fucking horrible. It's fucking horrible, man.
I would love it if you were a dad so fucking much. It'd be hilarious for me. It would be so hilarious.
I would blow your brains out.
I do have a quick question for Sean, and it's more so you should probably text somebody right now or message somebody so that maybe by the end of the episode we get an answer.
It's 8:22 in the morning.
For Jeff?
Oh, my name is Jeff.
What's the king of the podcast challenge? Because you declared that.
He told me.
Okay.
He said, for me specifically, beat Sekiro.
Oh.
And for everyone else, whoever's the highest level in Helldivers.
Oh, shit. I might have a chance.
You might. But also, you haven't played with me much lately. I don't know how much solo you've been doing, because I kept going with Jeremy and the crew.
How about this? What are you at right now?
I'm in the teens. I have not broken into the 20s.
Okay, I'm also in the teens, so it's good. Ooh. Go fuck yourself.
Do y'all want to decide this right now, or do you want to wait
till
next episode?
Well, I know Morgan is not a higher level in Helldivers. So.
I don't give a fuck about Morgan. He's in Japan. Go fuck himself.
So it'll be between you two, but if you want to have 2 weeks to focus on it and try to outdo each other, we can wait. Okay, let's do that.
It's gonna end up he doesn't play for 2 weeks at all because of work, and I just no life this until level 150 because they raised the level cap.
Yeah, they did.
That gives me 2 weeks to
catch up.
Hero.
Oh, fuck!
Which is not gonna. I haven't played shit.
So hold on. I got a question.
Yeah.
So my thing is, so what if you beat Sekiro?
That trumps
in that 2
everything.
Weeks. Oh, so pretty much if you do that, that's your top notch.
I win. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you remember where you were in Sekiro?
Yeah, the same spot, the dude on the stairs.
Start over.
Oh, at the very fucking beginning of the game.
It's like maybe 25% in. Yeah.
Oh, don't start over.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I think I got this in the bag.
Fuck you, ho.
The last show we did, I had not played much. And then we missed a show. And since then, I have played nothing.
Jesus Christ, dude. What's wrong with you? You okay? Who hurt you?
I can't get in that zone. Like the brain is too busy. There's too much shit going on. So like, I haven't even turned it on. I did turn it on. I downloaded the Sandland demo and I downloaded the Unicorn Overlord demo.
Ooh, I want to hear about that, but you haven't played it.
I haven't played them. I just downloaded them. So
I downloaded Days Gone on my PS4.
Wow. All right.
Was it free?
No, I've owned it for years. Like the disc. I just never put it in.
Oh,
God damn that game, dude.
So. You know what the worst part is about that game? It's no spoilers or nothing like that.
I mean, so, I haven't even played it. I never launched it, so I just downloaded it.
But I'm just saying in general that, like, I was so excited for that game, and like now I go back on YouTube and people are talking about how it's like this hidden gem and how it's so good and there's so much value and content. And I hate to say it, it's convincing me to, like, when it goes on like sale, like a deep sale, to buy it again, just to try it again, just to, like, am I missing something? Am I what's fucked up here? Is it me or is it them?
I've seeing a lot of, like, thing. This game did not deserve the hate.
Yeah,
this game
exactly.
Which is why I'm curious.
It was bad, but go play it.
Because in the years leading up to it, it looked great, and then GameStop had it for $5, and I was like, sure.
What?
Again, I've had it for, like, 2 years. It might have been one of their fucking, like, BOGO sales. You know, all the shit that they were doing back then. So, like, I picked it up. I've owned Death Stranding for 2 years also. Never even installed it. I still have not finished Horizon.
And yet you've doubled up on games and not played Starfield and done all this. Just,
you are correct. You know, Death Stranding 2 is announced and confirmed, and the title is On the Beach.
Yeah. And?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean.
Have you played Starfield since we did the last show?
In the month? No, I've not.
Okay.
I've played a lot, though. I even got 200% completions out of the way.
Yeah, and you wanted them. I'm proud of.
I'm working on the sequel to the other one.
What was the second one that you got that wasn't Dark
Souls
2?
South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Oh, okay.
I have that. I never played it, but I have it.
Great fucking game, dude.
Were those annoying achievements to get, or was it relatively simple?
What, in South Park?
Yeah.
Simple.
Had you not played it before?
I had. I had played and beaten it a few years ago, but it was, not a few years ago, when it came out 10 years ago. But they had collectibles that were missable.
Mm.
So this time I just started a new campaign, loaded it up, followed a guide step by step, and cleared it out in like 12 hours.
So you played the whole thing? Replayed the whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to put anybody on timers this week because Morgan's not here. And I seriously have nothing to talk about. And Dale looks, according to the document, Dale has played one game.
Pal World.
And you played more Helldivers or no?
Just Pal World.
Fallout.
No, I didn't. Shit.
Oh, so you just bailed on games the other night when I said no.
You know, no, actually, I went to Helldivers. I said, fuck you, and I bailed. But
how are you still playing Pal World? Is it that?
I'm not. I'm being sarcastic.
My girlfriend is.
Well, you have completely confused me, Dale. What have you played?
Helldivers and Fallout.
Okay. Are you done with Pal World?
Yeah, I think I said that last time. Like, unless I feel that urge, I'm not going to go back to it.
Yeah, I think you did say that. Are they planning on, like, updating this shit, though? Like,
they have a whole roadmap.
Okay.
They got you know, big shit in the plans.
You don't think there's anything they could do that would really be like, oh, I'm going to play this again?
I would have to, like, look at the roadmap again and kind of, like, look at it and, like, oh, okay, maybe. But
you're not waiting and finally invite you. What?
What?
I'm going to finally start playing it and then invite you.
Yeah, because you're always a fucking day late and a dollar goddamn short.
I mean, I was only 2 weeks late to Helldivers, and you've only played it with me once. Morgan's played it with us zero times.
Well, that's Morgan's fault for not doing it on PC, like I said.
He has attempted to play with you, but there are connection problems.
He's like three times we've tried.
Twice.
Like three separate times, though.
Yes.
Mean. Yeah. Is that just a universal thing? The cross.
Oh, I've got a whole list of things to talk about with Helldivers.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then I say we just dive in.
All right, well, Dale, why don't you talk about Fallout? first for a minute. Which Fallout?
4. And honestly, the only reason why I just went back into it, and it's the show's coming out soon. So like I had that itch.
Isn't that like imminent?
It's yeah, next like week, April 11th.
Okay.
Dude, yeah. I'm so ready. So
I
ready.
I do. It looks so good.
Is it on Amazon?
Yes.
Prime.
So you have to be subscribed to Prime.
But they're doing all the episodes at once, too. They're not doing this Halo shit. They're just like, here's the season. Enjoy.
Which, speaking of, how's Halo been?
Haven't watched it.
Now, I have heard from more than one person that season 2 is exponentially better than season 1. And any Halo fan that bailed on season 1 should give season 2 a try.
I have heard the same thing.
I can't say from my own experience. I've heard that from 5 different people that are Halo fans that are like, oh, season 2 actually is doing a much better job. So, speaking of, are you up to date on Tokyo Vice, Dale?
Bro, I just watched the... Oh! Dude, that last episode, right?
From today?
No, I haven't watched the one today. Okay. Don't spoil nothing from today's
episode. The last two, not
today. The last three. Bro, oh my God. That show is... Laura, even, we were talking about it last night because we watched last week's episode yesterday because she came back home for her Easter trip. And she's like, you know, the first season didn't really do it for me. This season is just... I'm hooked.
That's so good.
Dude, Tozawa is a sneaky bitch. That's all I'm going to say. Tozawa, you sneaky bitch.
All right, Fallout.
It's still good. Still holds up. I played it on my Series X. I think I'm like 6 hours in for another playthrough just for shits and gigs. It's still fun. I don't care what anyone says. It's still fucking fun. If Fallout 3 looked as good as Fallout 4, I'd play Fallout 3 instead, but it doesn't. And so, yeah.
Did it get any kind of Series X bumps?
It definitely runs a lot smoother. Like, I mean, I think that's kind of like a given though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot smoother, graphics look better. I mean, everything's just better on the Series X for obvious reasons. So I'm not going to like give it glowing reviews on that because that should be expected. It's the next gen hardware.
Agreed.
But it's still fun. Like I was talking to Kyle earlier, yesterday or the day before? Day before.
Roundabouts. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm either going to get on Helldivers or I'm going to go out on Fallout, depending on what you tell me. And I lied to him. I still went on Helldivers. But that's beyond the point.
I had invited him to play other games that I've invited him to for the last week, and he didn't do that. So,
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to play a game that I played fucking last year.
Did you ever talk about this game? You sure about that? Because you were like, I don't think I own it. And I was like, all right, well, we could squad up. But anyways, continue. You played Helldivers without me, whatever. Trying to get the higher level from Jeff because you already knew. You had the inside scoop.
Yeah, well, if you watched Tokyo Vice, you would know.
I don't give a fuck about Tokyo Vice.
Bro, you are fucking up. You know what? Hold on. We got to stop. We got to convince this man to watch Tokyo Vice. Dude, it's so fucking good.
It does go beyond having to be into Japanese shit to enjoy it. It isn't specifically made just for those people. Like, I think anyone could sit down and watch it.
Wait, what do you mean those people? What do you mean those people?
Starts with a W and Ebes.
I love how that, I was going to say the exact same thing. Ends with Ebes. Oh, it's so good, dude.
But
Kyle, you must have watched the show.
Okay, it's, Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
It's a good year.
I think, dude, isn't Kyle one of those TV dudes that just won't watch shit? Right? Like you're very particular on the shit that you end up watching.
Pretty much, yeah. There's so much out there that like it takes a lot to get me into it. We're like on the final season of Justified.
You haven't seen Breaking Bad, right?
I've seen all of it except for the last half of the final season because they spread it out over like a year or whatever.
Except it's all on Netflix.
Yeah, but I was watching it like actively.
Oh, so okay. So you were
into
it. And
then I had to wait like 6 months and I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then I saw like the final clip of the final scene or whatever. And I was like, well, I got everything I need to out of that. But my girlfriend's never seen it, and she wants to, so I'll probably end up rewatching it, and then I'll actually get to see the final half of the final season.
Have you watched the entirety, all 11 seasons of The X-Files?
I've never seen a single episode of The
X-Files. It's rough. You got like 4 movies and 11 seasons of 24-episode TV to go.
A lot of filler episodes, but yeah, good nonetheless.
Yeah. I'll add it to the list.
Okay. Is that like the backlog? Is that like the new kind backlog? Of.
Dude, somebody keeps mentioning like One Piece to me. I have no desire to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. It's 1,246 episodes or whatever. And so I'm just like, yeah, it's on the list. And they're like, oh, where are you at? And I was like, episode 100, whatever. And they're like, oh, you're still early. And I'm like, I've never seen any of it, but it's so fucking long and convoluted that you don't even know. I'm like, yeah, a Luffy and a pirate. And he's like, yeah,
he ate a cake. There's something. I don't fucking know. I just treasure.
It blows my mind that a show can go on for that long.
Simpsons.
I know. Still kicking.
Simpsons doesn't have that many episodes, though. It's been on for 31 seasons, but it doesn't have 1,000 whatever episodes.
How many Simpsons episodes are there? 762. So you're right.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. That is crazy. And when did One Piece start? 300 more.
One Piece started airing in 99. Simpsons started in 89. So One Piece came out 10 years later and has 300 plus episodes on it.
Maybe they're just that prolific.
Summer breaks. They're just nonstop.
They're just out there in the sweatshops. You write another episode now!
You bring the solo to the infirmary!
This is going to be the episode of this fucking podcast that gets us canceled.
Hey!
That's fine.
Have you watched Shogun? Is that as good as people say?
I haven't started it yet. Once Tokyo Vice is over, I'm going right over to Shogun.
That's the one good. With the scorpion actor in it, right?
Sub-Zero! Scorpion! Get over here!
That was like yes. That is some Russian.
My girlfriend really wants to watch it.
I want to watch it so bad. You said it was a good impression?
I couldn't tell the difference.
What? Huh?
You said that was in
Tokyo, bro.
Did you say that was a good impression?
Oh, no. I said it sounded like there was some Russian in it.
Oh.
Like the accent. Nah.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Idiot.
We still haven't talked about Helldivers.
Yeah, this is off topic also. But I don't know the name of the band, but the dude Alex the Terrible.
Slaughter to Prevail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he getting into MMA and fighting some dude, or is that just some internet shit that I saw?
I think it's internet shit, but he's like he does like some bare knuckle sparring and shit. I don't know, dude. I've quickly gone out of the hype of that whole realm because they've gone into the realm of,
you used to be a Slaughter to Prevail cocksucker.
No, not a cocksucker. I enjoyed them.
You used to slob on Alex's knob.
No, I said he's still an excellent vocalist. I'm not going to argue
seen that man fucking like hug and wrestle a bear.
I wrestled a bear once.
Ba-dumps. Okay, but
no, first off, get it right. I forgot her name, but there was another vocalist ahead of time. Whatever. Anyway, okay. They've like crossed over into like the butt rock territory, even though they're heavy. If that makes sense. Like,
what is
like
butt rock? Describe this for me in detail with examples.
Like, you know, Nickelback and shit.
Creed.
Nickelback, man. Still slaps.
It's Saliva. Butt rock. Exactly. Like, they're Chevelle. Like the...
Dude, I love Chevelle.
Don't get me wrong. There's definitely some guilty pleasure, you know, pleasures in there. I'm not arguing that. But what I'm getting at is, like, they've crossed over into that, like, hey, we're fucking heavy. We're brutal. Yeah, we're Russian. Da. And, like, all the dudes that would be wearing, like, tap-out shirts and bedazzled jeans like them now. So it's kind of like, you're ruining it for everyone, aren't you?
But he's... So it's another situation of you just hate the fans again.
Yeah.
But the dude is bringing that on to the band, right? By,
yeah, he's...
I'm into this MMA shit. I'm going to be a fighter. Or what is he basically say that. He just talking shit on Instagram?
I don't know the whole deal. I saw like one thing about it and I just was like, oh, this is a thing, I guess. And I just kind of was like, yeah, fuck this. Scrub this from my memory. Like, dude's a hell of a vocalist. He does excellent shit, but at the same time, it's kind of like,
It doesn't mean that he's a cool dude, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could be good at what you do and it doesn't make you a cool dude.
Yeah, I've had some
and also, shit like that too. They played at New Brooklyn Tavern. That dude was dropping a nasty fucking Russian shit in that fucking bathroom. Just got to point that out there. Like, God damn it. I walked in there at the wrong time and he came out and I was intimidated. And also, he's not that much taller than me. He's like a little bit smaller than you. He's a little bit shorter than you, Sean.
So in between the two.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised. Like, he's, don't get me wrong, he's fucking built. But I was like, huh.
Anyway, Helldivers.
I could take him.
You probably could. I mean,
has
you don't
Kyle,
know what a, he might just be
has
terrible.
Kyle checked out? Has
no,
Kyle
I was
checked
waiting
out?
For you to talk about Helldivers. I'm pulling up the Google Doc to
Kyle
see.
Only wants to talk about games. And we're not talking about games.
He's had enough of this shit. He's like, I fucking joined up for this shit.
I chimed in about Alex, and then you wanted to, I don't know, do whatever you did. I stopped listening.
See? Exactly.
Well, generally when you talk, Dale, I just stop listening.
God, it's like my childhood all over again.
I wonder why. Your parents knew something before we even did.
Yeah. But, all right, so Helldivers. Kyle, what's your take on it?
Well, you go first because I got a lot more to talk about and I'm not going to get through all of it, obviously.
Okay. Dude, I still love it. It's still fun. Like, they keep nerfing shit and buffing shit and they're constantly making things better. It's constantly changing and I like it. They listen to the community. I've only come across one toxic player in this entire game since I've played. One. That's like unheard of. Dude,
it's
still... You think
it's because it's PvE mostly? Or did they
it's
just
It's really intense PvE to where one person can still fuck you all over.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's like... I don't know. It's just like the... What's the word?
Camaraderie?
Not the camaraderie, but like the... what's it called?
Democracy. It's camaraderie.
Yeah, it's the democracy. Everyone loves democracy. And if you don't, you're a fucking filthy bug sympathizer.
Fucking terminated scum.
Fucking automaton bitches.
Fucking commie cunt.
God fucking shit! But no, it's just fun, dude. Like, I'm getting pissed off just thinking about those fucking communist fucks. But no, it's just fun. Like, it's just stupid fun. No brains. Go ahead.
Are the bugs sentient?
Who cares?
Well, do they talk to
you? Well, you're like, fuck those commies. Are the bugs communist?
Like,
You know,
you just assume.
So who are the commies?
The people fighting against democracy, which are the bugs.
Yeah. automatons.
Oh, so it's not only bugs. There's bugs and robots.
Yes, and they're working on adding a third faction, so they say.
Do the bugs and the robots fuck with each other?
No, two entirely separate galaxies. You'll never see them in the same mission.
Not yet.
At least not yet. Right, that'd be pretty interesting.
Oh my god, automatons riding fucking Terminids.
Holy shit. Or even them just duking it out and we can kind of like sneak on by.
Hail democracy. Continue. Sean, you should totally get this game.
Dude, there would be a much higher chance of me playing this if I had played anything. But in the midst of playing nothing, it just hasn't really. Jeff had the same shit to say. He sent me like a fucking essay about how much he loves this game, and I've heard all about it on like podcasts and the internet and shit, but I just haven't played anything. So it's not that I think I wouldn't like it because I love co-op PVE shit, Borderlands, Diablo. Like, I love those games. So Destiny. So matter of time.
Dale, rank it.
What did I give it last time?
I don't fucking remember. I don't listen when you talk. Remember?
I don't think you gave it. I think you gave it like a 9, maybe.
That's what I was leaning towards again. So yeah. So is that a Zelda shirt?
Yeah.
fucking lame.
I know. It's been relegated to a shirt I only wear to work. Because I don't like to buy a brand new shirt and then wear it to work, right? I keep those for like non-work occasions. So all my old shit shirts are work shirts.
Oh, I think I say all my old shit shirts are my out, you know, my out and about shirts.
No, the other way.
So Kyle, what are your gripes?
Let me start talking about Helldivers and describe my experience with this. In the latest Gamers of the Roundtable video, the first 7 seconds of the video, I say, I think communism might be the way to go. Because in my first day trying to play this piece of shit, I came across every fucking bug that people were talking about on Reddit. Not, oh, somebody has this one off, somebody has a two off. I hit every fucking thing you could imagine. So the game guard, yes.
When you say bug,
not the terminated communists, the actual glitches and failures of the game.
Okay.
So couldn't launch the game. It crashed upon launch, and then the game guard failed. Game guard is like, I guess they're anti-cheat or whatever that they have built in type it shit. Is.
Yeah.
The game guard software fails every time it launched, to where I have to, and I still have to do this. I have to go into my Steam directory, pull up the Helldivers folder, pull up the Game Guard folder, delete it, reinstall it every time I want to launch. Already rough points. Get into the game. Okay. Deploy to my... Yes, Sean.
Sorry, just for context. Is Dale playing this on PC?
Yes. Yep.
But you're not having these problems.
Not a one.
Okay. All right.
Which was really annoying, too. Because I was messaging my other friends that I've been playing it to, and I pretty much got the same fucking answer of like, man, that sucks. I haven't had any of that shit happen to me. Game must hate you, dude. So then I get into the game. I do, like, 3 missions. No progress at all. I've earned no credits, no fucking samples, no levels. So, doing some research, and they're like, oh, you have to, like, completely close out of the game, relaunch it, and like reset everything, and then you will be credited your shit. I was like, all right, fine. Close out, launch, boom, game guard crashes. Fuck. Gotta go back into my Steam directory. Go to the game guard. Fucking delete this shit. Reinstall it. Relaunch the game. Get in there. They're like, hey, you're level 3. Big ups. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. Wicked. Happy to hear it. Got some credits. Let's spend it to unlock a new fucking cosmetic because I'm tired of looking like every basic bitch pleb. The store will not accept my credits or tokens or whatever the fuck. Like, literally, I keep hitting, like, buy now. And you have to hold down the button, wait for it to cycle through. Like, all right, you've confirmed your purchase. And then it just sits there. And then I wouldn't unlock shit. So then I'm like, fuck it. They'll fix it. And then I'll just have a lot of shit to spend later on. So I deploy again. Go fight for democracy. Hell yeah. Fuck commies. I land on a planet and I get like a frozen camera glitch. My character is able to run around in my field of view. If I run off to the left though, no idea what the fuck is going on. I can't rotate my camera. I can't do anything. I can run into the distance and literally just see myself shrinking as I get further away because then I'll go over the horizon. Still don't know what the fuck's going on because my camera is frozen in one spot. God,
you can
else?
Run there's out like as far into the distance as you want and you'll just get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, and the character just kept going. Like the camera was just there. It was in the one spot.
That's a key feature, all right?
It wanted to be cinematic. They're like, do you want to make Helldivers shorts? Like we're giving you that tool just unoptionally. Take it, bitch. God, I could just want to took notes about this too. I had it somewhere. There were like 2 more glitches I came across. But regardless, this was all in my first session. This is my first 2 hours playing this fucking game. And then couple in Morgan, who we've convinced to buy the game on PlayStation. We told him it should be on PC. He opted for PlayStation so that he could play it on a big TV. So he bought the game and PlayStation Plus to join in the fight for democracy. And the crossplay does not work. We cannot add each other as friends. Dale and I were able to sync up just fine. Me and my buddy Jeremy, just fine. PC to PC, just fine. But you have to add friend codes. And so, like, I'll send it to him. He'll see it. He'll hit accept 100 times. He can't fucking accept it. I'll get his invite. I'll hit accept 100 times and it won't accept it. So Morgan has tried to play this game with me like 3 different times and we've yet to be able to actually experience and enjoy cross-platform play. So Helldivers is riddled with bugs. No pun intended. Now on the flip side of that, when it works, it works, okay? The fight for democracy is a great fight and everybody should enlist to drop today. The gunplay does feel nice. And like Dale said, the randoms, they're not toxic at all. Like I got screwed and I called in an ordnance where I was calling in a 380mm barrage, which is a huge fucking area of effect. Like if you caught it, you're pretty screwed. And you can get these things knocked out of your hand. So if I'm like holding this death ball and a bug knocks me over, it's going to start dropping on us instantly. Which has happened a couple of times. And so I'll be on the comms and be like, fucking run, boys. Like, run. And they just think it's hilarious. Like, it's the time of our lives just running. Like, cool guys don't look at explosions type moment. You're just booking it away from this orbital barrage. The bugs are a smidge repetitive. They do have, like, 7 different classes, but it's kind of hard to tell them apart until you're already dead.
Yeah, I get that.
Unless the Bile Titan comes in, which is just a whole different fucking thing in its own.
Oh, or the Charger.
Yeah, or the Chargers. The fuckers. It is a little bit wash repetitive. Like, your objectives are going to be relatively the same, but they are on different maps. So it's not like it is straight copy-paste, like early Destiny. But it kind of falls in that vein. But playing it with friends, because I did play it with Dale, my buddy Jeremy and my buddy Frito joined. So we had a full 4 stack. It was a good time. And then one night, my buddy Jeremy and I were playing, and we got 2 randoms who just stuck with us for like 4 hours. That was a good time. So if you play it with the crew, you play it with the squad, it's going to be a good time. You go solo.
This is not the Jeremy.
No, this is my Jeremy. This is goddamn it, Jeremy. This is the Jeremy for me.
Other Jeremy, the Jeremy, I think may have died.
Oh,
what's his last name, Dale, that we worked with?
The fuck?
Jeremy, that we worked with.
Was this at Two Notch?
Big Jeremy?
Big Jeremy. Yeah. Is he dead?
I remember. He might be.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
Well,
we don't know.
He could be dead then. You don't fucking know.
What was his girlfriend's name again?
Cynthia.
I forgot her too. She might be dead.
You used to see him every once in a while because he lives in the same-ish area.
Yeah, but it would just be like in passing. I'd see his shitty, like, what?
Z.
His Z go by. Yeah. It's just like, because like he was way too fucking big for that car. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The guy's got good taste, but Jeremy, if you're listening, bro, we miss you.
Yeah, well, where are you?
Welcome back from the spirit realm.
I'll get a fucking Ouija board to talk to you, bitch.
What are you going to rate it?
Anything less than a 9 is borderline communism.
Well, you got to remember, I don't have the same rating system as you do, so I'm going to give it a solid B-. It is fun. I do recommend playing it. I do say it's worth it. It is riddled with bugs, literally and not literally. I will give them a pass, though, because this studio has been very transparent about a lot of the issues. Mm-hmm. They are a smaller studio. They're like, okay, we know this is happening. We're working on this. They've gone to social media and they're like, what are some cool features you guys would like to see? And they'll be like, oh, this. And they're like, that's a good idea. We'll put that in the next update. And they fucking do. So yeah, they do
that's
get.
It's been super cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get a pass for that.
They're like awesome when it comes to that kind of stuff. Cause they're absolutely like 100% what Kyle's saying. Like they are absolutely 100% transparent.
Yeah, and they're like, we fucked up, this is not working, servers are crashing, like, sorry, we want you to fight for democracy, but, you know, we're fucking 22 guys, I don't know how big the studio is, but, so, like, it is fun, it's worth playing it, I had so many fucking bugs in the fact that we've still not gotten crossplay to work with Morgan, if all that's ironed out by the time Morgan's home from Japan, I'll happily change my rating to probably A-, like, it is a fun game, but just be warned going in right now, it's still got its issues.
Is it something that, as far as you know, is just specific to you or Morgan, or is it not work in general?
No, it's not working.
No, like, it's like I tried with another buddy of mine on his PlayStation. He bought it and did the same things. Like, hey, we'll play tonight. It's like, yeah, cool. Sounds great. And that was going to be our fourth when Morgan couldn't join. I was going to see if I can get him to join, or Jeremy. That's what it was. And he had the same issue, like send the friend request, couldn't accept it.
And if you look at like anything on their Twitter, they'll be like, this new skin came out, and everybody will comment and be like, can you please just make cross-platform work? Like, that's what we want. Bring the cool skins later, the cosmetics. We just want to fight for democracy right now. So yeah, it's not just us. It's
I will say this. It's kind of funny to see the Xbox people get a little salty that they have such a good shooter, I guess, like third-person shooter. And like everyone's talking about like ODST and like, oh, well, if we were here, it'd be fucking done already type shit. Like you could see there's a little bit of saltiness in between them.
Well, it's I've seen so many animations come out now where like Helldivers are just dying left and right. You see one ODST soldier drop into battle and they're like, the fuck have you guys been doing? And they just sweep the field. And yeah. I'm like, this is badass canon though. Because like realistically, ODST would go in there and just fuck shit up. Because they were like, are you even trained? You saw the training regimen. Not really. You go in there, you get shot, you get blown up. They talk about friendly fire, and they're like, go fight for democracy, boy.
It's pretty awesome.
No, I've not seen a game unite the gaming rivalries like I have seen Helldivers 2 doing it. PlayStation people want Xbox to join the fight because a lot of your successful missions go against a planet's completion. So you guys can't move into like the Outer Rings or whatever or see higher level monsters or whatever. Until this planet,
the monsters.
But like, until this planet's been cleared 10,000 times, which obviously you're not gonna fucking do. So,
you guys want to see my monsters?
Yeah, I want to see your monster.
Well,
so, yeah,
Kyle, I see that you have about 10 other games that you've played.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to.
Well, this is just going to be called the Helldivers episode, it seems like.
Oh, you got more to say?
Well, no, but I instead of talking about all the others and like speedrunning it, I will talk about Dark Souls 2. And then that, because we're already at 45 minutes. And I'll keep that one short and succinct. So the server shut down March 31st, RIP. And it's funny, though, because we had talked about Dark Souls 2 maybe 2 or 3 weeks prior to it, talking about the atmosphere and everything. Like, it just came up. And then all of a sudden, yo, servers are going down. And I was like, oh, fuck, I guess I have to play Dark Souls 2.
You don't need anything online. You do need online shit for some of the achievements, right? Like helping people
yes.
out.
Because there was one spell that you could not get unless you were at like rank 2 of the Bellkeeper's Covenant.
And now that's 90, impossible.
Now it's impossible. Mm. The majority of the shit... Even like the Covenant shit, they did make it so that you could buy it in game. You just had to be on New Game Plus 3, which is what I did. I stormed through to New Game Plus 3, talked to the vendor, bought everything. But the one spell still required you to be Bellkeeper rank 2. So I got up to New Game Plus 4 because that's where my buddy Brian, he had a save. He had 100% of the game already. He was in New Game Plus 4. And we had to be in the same new game to play together. So I caught up there and then we sat in the Belfry for 5 hours and grinded that shit out.
Just to get that one achievement?
Just to get that one achievement. Well, it was technically two, because it was, you know, the last achievement you earn is the Dark Soul, unlock all other achievements. So I got my last sorcery and then the Dark Soul. But, yeah,
so
that was
is
a
10-day this,
grind.
Is this for Dark Souls at 2? All versions of all types everywhere? Or could you still
no.
play Scholar of the First Sin?
Scholar of the First Sin still up. This is PS3 360 servers have shut down.
Is it a different achievement list?
Yes. Sure it is. So I have to do it all over again.
I was going to ask, are you going to go do
yeah.
that?
But I got time. The servers aren't shutting down yet. And also, I kind of am tempted to just do it now because I ran through 3 playthroughs. I was on New Game Plus 1. I got to New Game Plus 4 in fucking 10 days. So I kind of just want to load up Scholar the First Sin and knock this shit out because I know this shit like the back of my hand right now.
If you're gonna do it, you should just do it now.
Yeah.
And not play Helldivers.
And not get the highest level.
Yeah. I'm probably already a higher level than him. He needs all the handicap he can get. in more ways than one.
Watch Morgan come and tell you that he bought like a PlayStation Portal and he's been playing it the last 2 weeks every night before he goes to bed.
Yeah, he did say he's been playing it, just not with us, because I felt bad and I was like, can you get your refund or whatever? And he's like, I mean, it's a cool game. I'm enjoying it. I do want to keep playing it. And I was like, all right, well, you know, power to you. We'll see if he wants to keep playing it when he comes home from Japan. Then he's probably going to want to play Ghost of Tsushima and Sekiro and Unicorn, Like a Dragon. And
or Ronin.
Yeah.
Man, that game has gotten chewed up.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. I haven't heard good things about it at all.
I didn't even realize it was out.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, talking about Rise of the Ronin?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a worse version of Assassin's Creed.
Just came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you didn't pick up Dragon's Dogma?
No, because I still want to finish the first one. And he's
poor.
Well, I am poor, so I made the choice of what game do I want to buy. I still have not bought Suicide Squad, which I said I was interested in.
It's on Game Pass, I think.
No, it's not. Not yet.
Thought it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll go play it tomorrow. I got South Park Snow Day. But it's also not a full-priced game.
Can you rate Dark Souls 2?
Can I talk about it for another 60 seconds?
Sure.
Okay, so like we've said before, the atmosphere of the game is still kind of unrivaled, like Majula and all the other shit. I do still stand by my ranking of putting it at the bottom. That doesn't mean it's bad, but when you're ranking a list of these games, like something comes in last. And so I'd say Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 3. But I forgot about a lot of the boss designs. I forgot about a lot of the shortcuts and like the world. So I enjoyed playing through it again. My second playthrough I did legitimately. The third playthrough I did the Shrine of Winter Cheese, where I can skip half the game and then...
Winter Cheese?
You go to the Shrine of Winter and you either need to have the four main boss souls or you need to have... if you're on New Game Plus 3, you need to have 3 million souls on top of your soul level. So I went and farmed 3 million souls and then just went through the shrine and skipped the bosses.
How mad would you have been if you died?
So Dark Souls 2 is actually the easiest out of all of them because of the Ring of Protection. I died a lot, but I had 7 Rings of Protection, which prevents you from losing your souls and your humanity upon dying. And
but
then
you
just
equipped,
go to the blacksmith,
right?
In Majula and pay 3,000 souls to repair them. So I had infinite respawns without ever losing my souls. Because at one point I had like 6 million souls and I was like, that's a lot of souls. Like, I'm stressed, but I'm good. I'm covered. But like the Castle Dranglake, the fucking Dragon Eyrie, when you get to the end, like Dark Souls 2 did set pieces and environments really fucking well.
Yeah.
The actual like lore and story, little not as good as the first and third, even though Dark Souls in general, the lore and story is all over the fucking place. But Dark Souls 2, just because I played it on the 360 and it was a little dated and I'm so used to Elden Ring, which is a goddamn masterpiece, I'm going to give Dark Souls 2 just an A-. Like, it's go fucking great. Play it if you haven't. Like, it's still a great game. It's just on the bottom of the list because I like the others better. But Dark Souls 2 is great.
Can you talk about Baldur's Gate? You got time for that? You got time to talk about Baldur's
Gate? Yeah, I got time to talk about that. Nope, not Darksiders 2, Dark Souls 2.
Darksiders was good.
I never finished the first one and I wanted to. I lost my save data, so I got to do it again.
Yeah, you should.
Haven't played.
You should totally do that again. You should go and play Darksiders.
And not Helldivers.
You need all the help you can get, don't you, buddy?
And not Starfield.
One of these days, I'm going to finish Starfield, and I just want a party thrown in celebration, because it's been months of this.
You'll be queen of the podcast.
That's fine. I'll be like Princess Kenny.
Exactly. See?
All right, so Baldur's Gate 3, I've been doing the co-op with my girlfriend. It still crashes a whole lot.
Oh, right. You mentioned that. That y'all were playing it together.
It still crashes a whole fucking lot. And I'm not talking like back to main menu. I'm talking like dashboard crash.
Are you doing one Xbox, both people, split screen
type? I'm on mine. She's on hers. Because I heard that the split screen causes even more crashes.
Are you on the Series X?
Yes, we're both on Series X.
Really?
You got two Series X's now?
Mm-hmm.
You went from none to two in like a month.
Oh, so this fucking guy.
You kept the one you bought after she bought you the one as a gift.
No, it was kind of flip side. So when I wanted to go buy that one, when they went on sale for $250, my Walmart didn't have them. They had to do the whole online bullshit or whatever. But I had told her I was going to get it. I told you guys that. She came home with it. She's like, you ruined your fucking present, whatever. But then because she loves D&D and we wanted to play games and everything, and I was like, Baldur's Gate's only going to be on this. I was like, now is the time for me to go ahead and get her one so that we could fucking do this. So I did take advantage of that sale back at Christmas time and got her one. That's how we've been playing.
Were they seriously $250 at one point?
Yep. $250.
Jesus. I wish I would have bought
from Walmart.
One.
Yep.
Yeah, same.
For the X, not the S?
For the X, because I did not want the S. I was very specific about that. And we have two X's.
Oh, that's what I downloaded. Diablo. I downloaded Diablo.
Did
it's
you
on
play
Game Pass.
It or just
download? No, I just downloaded it.
Because, I mean, Sean mentioned that he'd be down to play it again, and I'll load up Diablo. Like, if we're all running it, dude.
Well, I saw it was on Game Pass, and I remember we talked about it, and I remember I... Is that the... You can play it exclusively on Game Pass.
EA Sports Game Pass.
But no, like, I remember we talked about it, and I saw it, like, on Game Pass. Like, oh, I'm just going to install it. I'll probably never play it, but it's there.
That'd be a wonderful live episode, like Exoprimal. The four of us playing some fucking Diablo 4.
True.
Especially because we missed a live episode already, so we could double down.
Double down.
But yeah, double so down. Baldur's Gate, like, it keeps crashing, but when it doesn't and we can actually play, dude, it's fantastic. It's so much fucking fun. Like, we're, I think, 15 hours in, and we're technically still in the first area. We haven't even really hit, like, a town. Like, there's just so much to explore around you. And so many different routes that you can go. And then you find, like, the ruins and the fucking spider caves under the well. And then it's just so fucking cool. It's so awesome.
If you're over here, right? Mm-hmm. Can she then run over here?
Yes.
But then what if she gets into combat? What do you have
to
do?
She's in combat by herself, in initiative by herself until we catch up.
Where are the NPCs?
So you can assign like one in one so that you're both controlling two people.
Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't want to do that. She's not quite comfortable with it. She's like, I'll just take my character. So I'm controlling everybody. So in that instance,
if she
runs across the map and gets in fight, all the NPCs are with me.
But it's turn-based. So it's not like she's going to die before you get there.
Yeah. Like in the time that she's taking her turn, I can run across the map freely. Yeah. Because I'm not in initiative.
What would happen if while you were running to get to her, you get into a fight? Then you're both fighting at the same time?
Yes, in two separate instances.
That's cool. It lets
Which
you do all that.
Doesn't cause it to crash, because it's happened. It's usually in like the first 15 minutes. Like, we'll go through three or four crashes, and then the game decides to, I don't know, wake up. And then after that, we're good. We could play for hours.
You've had a lot of bad luck with this shit lately.
Sounds like operator error.
Well, there's not really much I could do about crashes, but tell you what, I'll just keep playing Baldur's Gate so you can get the levels in Helldivers because you need them.
Okay. is that supposed to be like a thank you?
I'm still
going
to end up beating you as the king of the podcast. It's okay.
Not if Sean beats us both.
She and I had this idea that it would be so fucking fun for like a YouTube series or a Let's Play series where instead of like the NPCs or whatever, you just do a 4-player co-op campaign. Everybody has their one character. And
can you do four?
Yeah.
Man, imagine those crashes.
But if you get through them.
So
if you get through them.
If you're the host and she's joining your game and she crashes, what happens to your game?
Nothing. Because she's the only one that's been crashing. Mine stays fine.
What happens to her character, though?
Follows along like an NPC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What just joins back in?
What would happen to her game if you crashed?
I imagine she would be kicked back to the menu. That's never happened.
So it's only her console that's crashing and not yours?
It's whoever's joining. because I had the issue because, like I said, we're doing the two different campaigns. When she was host, I joined her.
Okay, so it's the joiner that's crashing.
Yeah, it's connectivity shit. It's not the host or the Xbox. It's something on Larian, I guess.
Are you playing online, or did you? Can you system link? Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't think it is.
Can you still do like a LAN connect?
I was just gonna say a LAN party.
Fucking like of the Dude, cables. I don't see why
it.
Not.
You should try it, man.
That might solve a lot of the problems.
Port to port and see what it does.
Good old days.
Yeah.
We were talking about that at fucking work the other day. My buddy had like a bachelor party or whatever. He was talking about like the night of strippers and shit. And I was like, dude, I want my bachelor party to be like six guys in the fucking garage with a lot of pizza, beers, and just like LAN party Halo and Gears of War.
I'm not showing up.
You're not invited. I went to yours. That was enough. That was enough.
I was a product of my environment that night.
I bet you were. But Baldur's Gate is still amazing. Like, crashes aside, because we haven't really been running into glitches like Helldivers and shit. It's just that crash issue. So when everything else is running fine, it's a magical experience, dude. Baldur's Gate, what did I rate it last time? Because I'm probably going to bump it up.
Probably an S, I'd imagine.
Baldur's Gate. It was either A+ or an S.
Baldur's was an A-. So I'm going to bump it up to a solid A. And hopefully the more we play, the higher it'll go up. Because Baldur's Gate just gets better every time I do play it,
dude,
minus the crashes.
I want to play it. I just don't know if I want to play it.
I mean, if you get it on Series X, we can do 3 out of 4 players already right there. And then maybe Sean will finally actually want to play the game. And then we can do a 4-player co-op campaign.
Can I join from a PC? Or is it just Xbox to Xbox?
I think it's system to system. I don't think they have cross-plat yet. I could be wrong. I haven't looked into it.
I really loved that game, but since I have not played it since whatever month it came out, there's no way I'm buying it on the Xbox. Mm. I don't know.
I came out in August.
I'm just entering that realm of just never finishing some of these.
It does not support cross-platform.
Yeah. I just remember that you also said you're probably not going to finish it because you don't want to sit at your PC and you'd much rather play on a couch.
Yeah. But the risk of me buying it on the Xbox and then not playing it is too high. So, I mean, I haven't even finished Yakuza, you know?
Well, you said you finished it. You haven't finished 100%ing it.
Right, right. But
Ichiban frowns on you.
Which is a whole different journey and a whole different chore.
But there is shit I could be doing to get closer. But I don't. There's still the Persona 3 re-release that I want to get to, and
I downloaded
there's something
and I'm
coming out
to get into it
very soon too, and I am somewhat interested in the Dragon's Dogma. I've heard good things about it.
I've heard nothing but great things about it, and everybody that's saying it's riddled with microtransactions, the people I've
I don't care
known that are playing it, they're like, it's bullshit, it's like a little DLC, it's cosmetic shit, not really microtransactions. And I'm like, if you want to pay money for skins, that's fine. It's not pay to win.
That shit, even in Assassin's Creed, where it's like, give us like $3 and we'll give you like a shitload of health items or something. It's like, I don't give a shit. Like, that's fine. If you want to spend $3 on that to save yourself, even like the double XP or whatever they do for those games, it's like, that's fine.
That's your choice. It's fine. It doesn't affect me. If you don't want to buy it, then don't buy it.
Right.
I wish that Assassin's Creed 2 had the fucking like collectible map that some of the later ones did. You could pay like $4 and get just everything unlocked on the map
for the feathers
instead of having to go view the sync points and all that and shit. Because Assassin's Creed 2, I got to go and do it all over again because that fucking save data bullshit. And I'm like, I will pay $3 right now to just have every feather unlocked on my map and go pick them up without having to do shit.
And you'd be even more poor.
I would.
But Ubisoft would be even more rich.
They would. And you're contributing to the problem now.
Well, you know, that problem's been going on for a while.